In 2016, the government will accelerate its move into the digital era. That's according to Mark Forman, who runs the public sector business for Unisys. He was the e-government director for the George W. Bush White House back when online transactions with the public were just coming into the government. For our Federal Drive series, looking ahead to 2016, I asked Forman, hasn't the government already transformed into something digital?
No, the digital government era is a data and algorithm-driven era, according to a lot of researchers. So the e-government era was really the first at taking applications into the internet and starting to, what back then many people called joined-up government, starting to join up across agencies, share information, integrate business processes, consolidate data collection activity. That was just the beginning, but still very much what, like the way Gartner puts it, the applications were analog-based. The way I think most of us think of it is the business processes of government are still document-driven. Compare that to what Uber did to the taxi cab regulation space. You know, the way we used to manage fairness in pricing and quality and service for taxi cabs were through licensing processes and taxi cab regulatory commissions. The way we increasingly are doing it now is through market mechanisms using algorithms to match suppliers and buyers and ensure quality in the process.
So how does that apply to government, say to a federal agency?
Well, this is why we're early in this period. I think it's pretty clear that we've got to move in some part away from document-based processes into much more data-driven analog versus digital processes. Analog, you have people making decisions, highly manual processes, and the computer support those manual processes. In the digital environment, the computers support the service delivery. That means in the federal government, we've got to look at much more integration with state and local government where most services are delivered. And the walls and barriers between direct federal delivery and local government delivery have to come down.
I mean, one of the big failures we've seen is Homeland Security trying to automate dozens, maybe hundreds of forms related to immigration and customs and so forth. I think after billions of dollars, they were only able to get one form automated. So maybe that's an example of what you mean. Maybe get rid of the whole form-based approach in the first place, and there's something much simpler and more direct maybe to get that work done to make sure only the right people come in under the right conditions.
That's right. Now, the form is the way to collect that data in the analog world. In the digital world, you're printing out data from a computer and converting that in the analog world to key it into another computer. You see most organizations and again, let's take another digital organization, the application Waze, which I think many people around here use. I know I certainly do. And when I pop on, there are always hundreds or thousands of people nearby using it. So I know it's pretty well used. But in that scenario, it's taking information from the various devices and integrating that together through algorithms to perform the service. The notion of, for example, slow traffic is automatically recorded based on the flow of movement of the people who are online with the app at that point of time. Now, you can annotate that with clicking a button, but that's it. I mean, there's no heavy-duty burden of filling out forms. The best example I've seen in this is the Philly 311 application. And that was recently had received an award for digital government. But in that scenario, there's a fairly standard mobile app that a lot of local governments use. There's Salesforce, which itself has a mobile app. And there are the back office systems that use to manage the city government, which of course also have their mobile app, but that tends to be for field workforces, repair crews, and so forth. And in that scenario, rather than having the mobile app feed into a form which is then keyed into the back-end system, it's direct data entry and in parallel into the CRM system. Citizens are getting service faster, really important for local government, for example, during the spring thaw and freeze cycle. You have a crew out in the field, and they find a block or two away, there's another pothole. They can fix that before they have to come back and go out the next day. So the customer service rises and the cost of government declines.
We're speaking with Mark Forman. He's global head and general manager of Unisys Public Sector. And beyond the digital government transformation, one of the other big issues you see in 2016, and again, we should mention that you were also the head of e-government at OMB back in the day, counterterrorism and border security. I guess we talked about that a little bit in the context of getting rid of forms and so forth. But you see more information sharing and what you call a dramatic shift in the way government works, governments work together. What do you see happening there?
Well, I think that there's a clear recognition that, first of all, this is global in nature and requires governments to share information. It used to be, I think after 9/11, you'd see a lot of sharing between national governments. Over the years, and now especially after Paris, there's recognition that you have large city governments sharing information because the threat scenario they're dealing with is the same. So we have this mass movement towards information sharing, and of course your key points of interdiction are either at the border, but we know now that that's been kind of leaky, and so we need both the vertical up and down from national to local. We've had horizontal between national to national, but now we have the vertical and horizontal occurring at all levels.
With respect to the systems and so forth, I mean, there needs to be a lot of compatibility and also a lot of agreement, I guess, at the cultural or official to official level. Do you see those aspects develop to the point where this kind of sharing can actually happen if people want it to happen?
Yes, I think there's an urgency about this now after the Paris bombing, and I'm sure the San Bernardino scenario was a wake-up call that this is no longer a matter of protecting at your borders, but you have to understand the threat environment inside your borders. And that's caused a broader perspective on who needs to be involved. So there's going to be a round of investment in new systems about how do we engage. And some of these will probably be traditional analog approaches, but because of the risk and understanding the risk, I think we're going to see an emergence and an overlay of some of the digital approaches as well.
Cybersecurity, how agencies act following new procurement reform legislation, it's all going to change in 2016. That's according to Mark Forman, who runs the public sector business for Unisys. He was the e-government director for the George W. Bush White House. I spoke with Forman for our Federal Drive series looking ahead to 2016. In part two of the interview, we started with the question of whether, given changes in the cybersecurity landscape, cyber will evolve or undergo a step function change in 2016.
I'm not sure that we're going to see step function changes in cybersecurity. I think that it's exactly along the lines of what you said, the threat has changed. We now recognize the dark web element of cybersecurity, and you know, certainly over the last couple months, there's been a lot more discussion about how do we engage and understand what's happening, not in the open internet and not just on cell phones, but in the dark web. Some of the encryption tools that for years had back doors because it made sense that you needed it for security and for crime purposes. We now recognize have driven people into areas that we may not understand the activity. So there's just been a spate of discussion going on over the last couple months about how do we deal with encryption, how do we deal with dark web. And I think we're going to see going into next year an awful lot more emphasis and focus on what does the dark web mean in the cybersecurity environment.
And also simply how to technically navigate it, because I think a lot of agencies don't know what it is, let alone where it is, and you've got to kind of put on your depth suit to dive down in and find out what's going on down there.
Well, when you overlay that as well with the counterterrorism and border security, then you start to recognize that it's another great area for information sharing. And the further you get away from the core of people who've been tracking and understanding this, the more learning that has to occur and more innovation, I suspect, will occur. But we're early in understanding the dark web, and that's why I think next year is going to be the emphasis on that rather than just countermeasures.
Mark Forman is the global head of Unisys Public Sector, and you also have overlaid on all of these questions the fact that an administration is departing, and so the political leadership, the top-level leadership of agencies might not be all that carefully focused on this kind of thing, so that might make the transition that much more difficult?
Yeah, I think that's right. I would say that there are some interesting dynamics here. The funding of the U.S. Digital Service and the fact that you're going to have a contingency model where that should carry over to the next administration. You'll have people trained in understanding this hybrid. But like in all changes in administration, when a new team comes in, there's a feeling that we know more, we can do better. I certainly experienced that when I came in 2001 to the Bush administration. And I think if you ask Vivek, when the Obama folks came in 2009, you'd see the same thing. There's a learning process that has to go. And I think there's a need to set the IT strategy for the federal government, much like we did at the beginning of the Bush administration and the Obama folks did with the 25-point plan. I think this time around, there's a global movement towards digital government. And in the commercial world, just like we saw in the e-business days, there's a movement towards digital organization. So one of the keys I'd be looking for is whether agency heads and deputy secretaries or administrators of independent agencies understand the digital organization concept.
Mark Forman runs the public sector business at Unisys and is a former Office of Management and Budget e-government executive. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.